Who would think that a guy started off as a driver for B.B. King would be a legend in American blues music? I'm your host, Hunter. Today, we will be exploring American roots through the blues musician, Bobby Blue Bland. Bobby Blue Bland, or Blue, as his friends call him, has proven to be one of the more musically and vocally unique blues musicians of all time. From an early age, he loved music in his church. He listened to Aretha Franklin's father, his preacher, over and over again. He knew gospel and blues captured the pain that Black Americans had suffered for generations. His research into gospel and the pitch of preacher squalls blended with the smooth sounds of his idol Nat King Cole made him different from the other blues singers. People wondered, was he really a blues singer or something else? Bobby Blue Bland had a unique style that generations of musicians continue to try and copy because he was able to capture the soul of America by revealing the suffering he experienced through his music. On January 27, 1930, Bobby Blue Bland was born Robert Calvin Brooks in Rosemark, Tennessee, just 25 miles from Memphis, home to some of the most famous blues musicians in America. Bland's parents, Mary Lee and I.J. Brooks, separated and his mother remarried Leroy Bland. His life journey was rough. He lost his twin brother, was abandoned by his father, and never learned how to read or write at an early age. These were challenges that formed the stories for Bland when he started his musical career. He also had to hire other people to sing his songs to him so that he could memorize them to sing because he could not read them. Bland was introduced to the world of music when he moved to Memphis at 15 years old. Interestingly enough, Bland is one of the only blues musicians who does not play an instrument nor write songs. Bland's talent is solely focused on his interesting voice. Bland was inspired lyrically and vocally by Nat King Cole, Perry Como, and Tony Bennett. He has also taken inspiration from the gospel music he sang at church when he was young. According to an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, Bland said, "So that's how I got my style, reworking them old blues by sneaking in preacher squall and covering it over with that pretty ballad style I borrowed from Nat King Cole." Bland's songs all tend to share the common love/breakup theme in his lyrics. One of Bland's greater hits, Farther Up the Road, is a perfect example of a breakup song. One of the lines states, "Farther on up the road, someone gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Farther on up the road, someone gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Farther on up the road, baby, you just wait and see. You got to reap just what you sow." Bland expresses his hardships in his songs. The saying, "you reap what you sow," means the amount of work you put into something is how much you will receive. This song relates to Bland's struggles growing up as an African American in the South. This same theme is represented in other songs as well that have inspired modern day artists.
"Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying."
This podcast is sponsored by the 2022 Beale Street Music Festival, April 29th, 2022, in Memphis, Tennessee. You will not want to miss out on these stunning artists: Foo Fighters, Lil Wayne, Smashing Pumpkins, DaBaby, and more. For more information on events and ticket prices, visit www.memphisinmay.org. The song "Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City" is another song that shares similar themes to "Farther Up the Road." Bland's song says,
"Every place that I go, oh, it seems so strange. Without you there, things have changed.
This song is a clear example of the blues. It gives a perfect description of how one might feel after a loved one has left their life. The blues are a very gloomy genre of music that many modern-day artists show resemblance to. The blues are a very gloomy genre of music that many modern-day artists show resemblance to. Bland's legacy carries on through contemporary artist Jay-Z. Jay-Z has used Bobby Blue Bland's lyrics and sampled his song, Heart of the City, Ain't No Love. This modernized version of the song maintains Bland's lyrics, Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City, while still relating to Jay-Z's life. Genius.com interviewed Jay-Z on why he used Bobby Bland's lyrics. Genius states, each verse starts in a similar way, Jay recalling the demise of successful entertainers. He reflects on how it seems everyone is waiting for Jay's downfall, hence he ain't feeling the love. Jay shows that he is inspired by Bland's style of music and relates to his struggles when everyone you think loves you is letting you down. Bland, like Jay-Z, always believed that you can't stay down. You have to pick yourself up and keep going, no matter how much hate and controversy is coming your way. Bland's smooth voice and style were able to turn suffering into music that made others feel his pain while still enjoying the music he created. Both songs by Jay-Z and Bland have a slow, rhythmic beat that relaxes the listener as you hear the beat of the drum and the strings of the guitar. I drove every car, some nice cooked food, some nice clean drawers. Bird ass, cause I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you waking in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love? In the heart of the city. I said, where's the love? Ain't no love in the heart of town. Yeah. And then the Fugees gon' break up. Now every day I wake up, somebody got something to say. What's all the f***ing fussing for? Because I'm grubbing more. And I pack heat like I'm the oven door. Niggas praying, pray on my downfall. But every time I hit the ground, I bounce up like round ball. Now I don't wanna have to kill sound ball. Don't wanna have to cock back the 4-pound ball. Look, strap, I got nephews to look after. I'm not looking at you dudes, I'm looking past you.
In the book, Soul of the Man, Bobby said, everybody has the blues, but they don't wanna admit that. Jay-Z admits his blues in his song, as do others that play the blues. In the play, Dutchman, Leroy Jones connects the struggles in the book that Clay is experiencing with racism. He uses the blues singer, Bessie Smith, and her stories in her music to deal with the struggles he is experiencing. Clay says, she's saying, and very plainly, kiss my black ass, and if you don't know that, it's you that's doing the kissing. Clay is trying to say that the people who listen to Bessie Smith think they know what she's singing about, but they don't. She is singing about the challenges African Americans have faced that white people can't possibly understand. This relates to Bobby Blue Bland because he writes about his pain as an African American and the things that have happened to him, just like Bessie Smith. Clay related to her because the music helps him normalize his life and the racism he is experiencing. Overall, we all have stories to tell that are not pleasant. We have our own personal struggles or blues that we feel. Bobby Blue Bland's unique style of music has changed the way people hear the blues through his smooth voice and rhythmic tones. He has told his truth and represented others in this special way, and that makes him a hero in American music. Also produced by Hunter Miller.